Green Senator Jordan Steele John says this week's hearings of a Senate inquiry into the government's bill to reform the NDIS have revealed testimony that underlines the need to scrap it and start again. The government's bill outlines measures that would see up to 300,000 people removed from the scheme or blocked from accessing it over the next 4 years. Senator Steele John says the evidence submitted to the inquiry builds a strong case for abandoning the bill.
The state and territory governments have been so clear they do not support this bill. No witness that has come before our inquiry has argued that this bill in its current form should pass. We have disabled people saying clearly we do not support the bill. Healthcare professionals saying they don't support the bill. It is time for this bill to go.
A Senate inquiry into the government's bill is expected to hand down the report on the bill next week after holding 3 days of hearings earlier this week. The inquiry received more than 4,000 submissions over a fortnight, including a joint submission from state and territory disability ministers that criticized the federal government for pushing ahead with reforms they say is not aligned with previous agreements.